listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Teachers in Victoria's TAFE campuses say they'll stop work if a Labor MP decides to visit their campus. It comes after they last week voted in favour of industrial action amid an ongoing pay and conditions dispute. Education Union Victorian Branch Deputy President Justin Mullally explains today's decision.
We all know that government MPs like to get their photo opportunities when they attend places like schools and our TAFEs. And our TAFE teachers have had enough. This is a signal to government to say, put something decent on the table, and in the instance that you want to turn up to a TAFE campus, well, TAFE teachers will stop work and that will interrupt the visit.
Fresh concerns at Bonza with a restructuring group to advise on operations going forward. The airline, regularly travelling to the border, has been subject to ongoing speculation over its viability, with concerns the route could be scrapped. Transport Workers Union's Emily McMillan says it's further proof the federal government needs to bring in better regulation to shore up the industry.
Like, we know it's an essential service for such a large country. We need a number of airlines operating. We need airlines to be robust that go from our regional centres into our capital cities. But we've just seen time and time again, it's really hard for a second, for a third or a fourth airline to survive.
Police have charged 145 people during a statewide crackdown on knife crime. More than 800 officers were involved in the operation across New South Wales, which saw 51 knives or other weapons seized. 51 people were also arrested on outstanding warrants. Briefly, officers are also investigating a suspicious North Albury house fire in the early hours of Saturday morning. And not to worry, there's a fair bit of smoke around the border this morning, but it appears to be from nearby burn-offs. However, people with conditions such as asthma should take care. Checking Sport and Corowa Rutherglen have continued their perfect start to the O&M netball season with their fourth win on the trot against Wodonga over the weekend. They're sitting firmly on top of the ladder after their comeback. Elsewhere, Wangaratta won over the Pigeons.